I'm David Brancaccio. First, we know more about President-elect Joe Biden's preferred economic team, with nominees now tapped to run the Departments of Commerce and Labor. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is in Washington. Let's start, Nancy, with commerce.
Biden has nominated Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo as Secretary of Commerce, David. Before becoming governor, Raimondo started a venture capital firm. There have been tensions between Raimondo and unions. She overhauled Rhode Island's pension system, making some cuts she said were necessary to avoid problems later.
And who's Biden's choice at labor?
He nominated Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Now, Walsh might have been paired with Raimondo because he's been a big labor supporter. In fact, Biden says Walsh is the first union member to serve as labor secretary in almost 50 years. Corporations might not be too happy about that, especially since the Trump Labor Department has taken a very business-friendly approach.
And at the Small Business Administration?
Biden nominated Isabel Guzman as head of the SBA. She was a top official there during the Obama administration. Now, David, all of these nominees, of course, have to be confirmed by the Senate. If Guzman is confirmed, she'll be overseeing grant and loan programs that had a rocky rollout. For example, the Small Business Administration was criticized for allowing big companies and corporate franchisees to get PPP loans.
All right, Nancy, thank you.